It's the 20th of 2015 February audio community event. Can we actually get a fixed title for this, you know, rather than just February 2015? We're adding some other words to give it a complete and professional title. Anyway, today's topic, as I walk home through the park in glorious sunshine, but it's very cold, is what are some things we never get too old to enjoy? Suppose within this response to this could be generalizations. In other words, in general, people never get too old to whatever. And within that, you have the different sexes, because in general, males tend to always have a boyish streak in them, where the ladies grow out of that very, very quickly. This is a generalisation, remember. They tend to grow out of it very, very quickly and keep telling us guys to grow up. Okay, so I guess in general then, for both sexes, the things I would reckon we never get too old to is to enjoy a loved one's company, of course, to enjoy being with them, doing things with them, to enjoy being with good company. Doesn't matter if you're in your 80s or 90s, if you're out for the day or out for a meal or to the movies, the pictures, the flicks, with friends or family that you enjoy their company, then it doesn't matter your age, you would never get too old. Sometimes, in fact, the mere fact that you're with them, that particular company that you thoroughly enjoy, is stronger or better than the actual event, if you know what I'm trying to say. So, that's one. I have a funny feeling I'm going to have to just go straight into what... No, there are other generalisations, of course. Again, it's and forgive me if I say things, but remember, these are total generalisations. That men tend to always or never get too old for matters of a sexual being relationship, whereas women, I'm not saying all do, but you know, tend to put much less emphasis on that particular pastime, if you like, than what men do. But that's all down to hormones, and if you tie it in with the first statement I made, that men tend to also have a boyish streak, so put that all together and you've got something, you know, that just it separates the men as they get older, in particular, from the women. Well, what else would in general would people that's a friend of mine's, a good friend of mine's, Alan, and he's always walking his dogs. He's got three Springer Spaniels, and you should see these dogs go. They're running through the bog line there. Wow. Mad as a Springer Spaniel. I wish I had that energy. My God. Anyway, back to things that people... I'm trying... You know, there are other things that people forget that they've grown out of enjoying. They don't grow out of enjoying, but they forget they do enjoy them. And that can just be simple things like going to the fun fair. You know, you think, I'm not going near that. You know, I'm not going on the walks, or I'm not going on this or going that. But once you go on, and you know, it all comes back. And I've seen many an elderly person, you know, getting on there and laughing and cackling and then falling to pieces when they come off because their body couldn't take it. I think it's very difficult actually for me to think of the generalisation of what people never grow too old to enjoy. because we could say food and good drink, good wine, or good food, or a holiday in the Bahamas, you know, all these kind of things. But people actually do get too old for that and can't be bothered with all those waiting times in the airports and flying times and being cramped in a seat and that. So I'm just going to go straight to what I still enjoy doing. And I know it's a kind of derivation of the title, but I'm just finding it so hard to pick up things. Swings. There's another one. How many of us have sat on a swing, even as you get older? I mean, I'm the oldest one in the community that I have with me at the moment. I believe I'm the oldest one. What's the fascination with swings? You know, as soon as you sit in a swing, you've just got to swing, haven't you? You just can't sit there. You've got to, you give it a wee push back and forward with your legs. You just sit there a wee bit, then you push a wee bit harder. Before you know it, you're beaming like a Maddie. Both in two senses, by the way. Beaming in this, I don't know what you call it. Beaming in this country means swinging a swing. That's beaming. But if you've got a great big smile on your face while you're doing it, that's another beam, a beaming smile, so a double beam. So that's definitely one. I guess swimming is another one. If you get into a pool, you might be reluctant to go, and all the hassle having to get changed into a swimsuit, and oh, you're coming off. Once you're in the water, even if you're not a swimmer, it's that just the weight being taken off your body, splashing about, just having a wee laugh to carry on, especially if you've got company with you, it's great. In my case, I've never gone out of cycling. I know I don't do an awful lot of cycling. I know Paul Freeman's going to be listening to this and nodding his head vigorously. But plans are afoot, serious plans this year, Paul. But even when I do jump on the bike now and again to pop up around the town, pick up two or three messages and shoot around about, every time I jump on the bike, I love it. I love it to bits. And you might say, well, if you love it that much, why don't you do it? Well, yeah, I know, lethargy, etc. I still enjoy climbing trees. That might sound mad. What the hell are you doing climbing trees? Well, I have a big row of mature trees at the side of our house. It's actually over the fence in the park, and they overhang our roof. So every spring, I go up before they get into to leaf. And I have to climb the trees. I can do so much from my own rooftop, but generally I have to climb the trees. Every time I climb a tree and I get up there, I think it's fabulous. I'm just like a wee boy again. So climbing trees is one for me. Larking about, you know, winding somebody up, having a pop at them, you know, in the humorous sense of the meaning. Just having fun, just having a laugh. I think it's because often we go through days and weeks and this was a subject the other day about laughing. But isn't it strange that when you get into company, that jokes and having wee snide remarks at each other, have wee pop at each other, comes out. And before you know it, we're all cackling around about the table or wherever we are. What else do I in particular feel I never get too old to do? It's getting harder by the minute now, and there's so many things I'd like to do, so why can't I remember them? I like to get away, but I mean, that's not the same as getting old. Am I going to have to pause this to think? If I do that, I might completely forget where I left off. No, there's every possibility I'll forget where I left off. And the annoying thing, of course, is that if I publish this, I'll all of a sudden remember 10 more things that I enjoy doing, or that other people in general might enjoy doing. It just depends on what your likes are. I mean, people like Paul O'Mahony, who loves to go to opera or listen to opera, he would never grow too old to appreciate that, but that's an individual, that's not in general, is it? I know a lot of people never grow out of going to pop concerts. I know people here in my own town who go to every rock concert they can get to because they were big into rock in their day. just like Sarah, that's Sarah. If something involved the Beatles, she's never gone out of that, you know. She's still living in the 60s, 70s with the Beatles. Good on you, Sarah. So what a fantastic time to live in. And I guess that she would never get too old to go, not she's ever going to get one, but too old to go and see anything to do with the Beatles, I guess. But again, these are personal things, you know, individuals. As for bulk items, as it were, for how many times have I used the word general so far? Anybody be counting? I might play this back and count myself. To be honest with you, it's even for myself now, it's getting difficult to think. I love having fun. I don't think I'll ever grow out of having fun. Some days I'm not funny. But I tend to find humour in simple wee things, you know, throughout the day. I just wish I could find more. That's about it. I'm rambling now. I can't honestly think anymore. Good God, man, there are bound to be loads of stuff that you're still enjoying doing. But trying to think something that's not like mundane things, you know, like breathing. I like breathing. I think it's a great sport. You know, I love to practice that. I love to hear my heartbeat. I know I'm alive. But no, I think I'm stuck now. God, I thought this was going to be easy. It's not so easy. I love driving. I said that in an audio the other day there. I would drive around the world, it wouldn't bother me. I'd be perfectly happy to drive around the world. But I'm not sure that suits everyone again. So there you go. I'm just going to boil this down and say that it's probably the most replies in my mind anyway. Most replies to this would probably be individual basis. Because we are so individual that we all have things that we love and we'd never feel too old to enjoy. But it could be entirely different from all those around us. Tiddlywinks, building jigsaws, playing Monopoly. Yeah, okay. Thanks for listening. Bye for now. I knew I'd remember something as soon as I switched off. Dancing. If we've danced in our day, we never forget to enjoy dancing. As soon as you're up there on the floor. Doesn't matter where it is, whether it's ballroom, line dancing, my God, line dancing. Or in my case, the Scottish dancing, the reels and the strathspeys and all those things with a ceilidh. Can't get enough of that stuff. In fact, I'm being serious, I don't get enough of that stuff. I wish I was invited to a ceilidh at least once a month. So dance is definitely one for all and for me. And that's definitely the end of this time. I'm not going to go any further. Cheerie bye.